Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. In today's devotional, resurrection previews. The widow's son, Jairus' daughter, and of course, Lazarus being raised from the dead. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the bearer stopped. "Young man," he said, "I tell you, get up." Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." When Jesus raised the widow's son, Jairus' daughter, and of course, Lazarus, he wasn't just performing isolated miracles, he was giving previews of the kingdom reality to come. Each story points the same truth. Jesus has power over death. For the widow's son, his compassion restored a grieving mother's hope. For Jairus, his faith overcame fear and his daughter lived again. And with Lazarus, Jesus declared his identity. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." These were not resurrections to eternal life, but temporary signs pointing forward. Each one whispered of the greater resurrection, his own on the third day and ours on the last day. They remind us that death does not have the final word. So I urge you that when you face grief, remember, Jesus has conquered the grave. Hold fast to the hope that resurrection is not only an event, but the resurrection is a person, Christ Jesus himself. In him, we already have the guarantee that death will be swallowed up in victory. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the resurrection and the life. Strengthen our hope in the face of loss and remind us that our story does not end in the grave. Help us to live today in the power of your resurrection, because the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead resides in us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take today's message, apply it to whatever situation you're going through. And if that situation has died and it needs to relive again, there's resurrection power for that. But in some cases, if it dies and there is no resurrection power for it,